USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Things continue to spiral out of control. I expect we could see the national average hit the $5 a gallon mark by mid-June.
Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. That audio courtesy of Fox News. The national average for the price of regular, $4.76 a gallon, which is a nickel higher than it was the day before. That's according to AAA. Nine states are now seeing a statewide average of $5 a gallon or more. David McCormick is bowing out of Pennsylvania's Senate Republican primary after failing to close a nearly 1,000-vote gap to celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz. His concession comes weeks after a contentious contest that ended with each candidate winning 31% of the vote and both campaigns projecting victory once all the ballots were counted. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Authorities investigating the Texas school shooting have their hands on the gunman's iPhone. However, experts say it won't be easy to hack their way inside. Tech blogger Michael Garfield says Apple doesn't play ball with law enforcement, and that's been frustrating for investigators in the past. In this case, a judge granted permission to analyze text messages, photos, and videos. The phone is being analyzed by both the Texas Rangers and the FBI. The White House is not spilling the beans regarding an upcoming trip for the president.
President Biden may be heading to Saudi Arabia as gas prices soar. He is expected to travel to Europe at the end of June and could add a stop to Saudi Arabia to meet with the leaders. The White House press secretary has declined to confirm if he will be traveling.
Ellie Andrews reporting from the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A big-time investment CEO is warning about a possible recession on the horizon.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon is warning America, brace for impact. A financial demise could be right around the corner.
It's a hurricane. Right now it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. You know, everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy or Andrew or something like that. And you better brace yourself.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kellogg's is victorious in a lawsuit centered around chocolate fudge Pop-Tarts. The lawsuit claimed it defrauded customers about the content of its frosted chocolate fudge Pop-Tarts. On Thursday, a U.S. district judge rejected the claim that Kellogg's labeling included a large image showing a chunk of fudge, saying it did not violate federal and state consumers' protection laws. At least three federal judges have dismissed lawsuits around claims that the food maker lied on its product's packaging. Actor Johnny Depp and musician Jeff Beck are set to release a new album together, Beck making the announcement on Thursday, just days after Depp won his high-profile defamation case against ex-wife Amber Heard. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.